relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
About some of the most pressing issues of our time. I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit.
My name is Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. And I'm sitting at the table wearing a blue suit. It should be a parody, but it's not a parody. It's sheer insanity. We didn't doctor that. We didn't edit it. And Jeff, you said that afterwards, everybody went around the table in the White House and did the same thing, correct?
Oh, no, my pronouns are he, him. I'm wearing a purple shirt sitting in front of the board. Yes, that's exactly what they did. All six of them did the same thing. They said what they were wearing. They're sitting at the table. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It's Maoist. It's truly creepy, guys. And the wokeness isn't just in the White House or in the schools or in the colleges. It's in the corporations right now. From Disney to American Express, more companies are taking positions on political issues they have no business taking. Their job is to make the best product, provide the best services at the best price, period. But the crazy, crazy minority is controlling them, and they're in the HR departments as well. It's time to push back. There's one organization that is the amazing people, the Job Creators Network. They have a new initiative called rockthewoke.com. They want American corporations to hear from us, the majority. Get the politics out of business. Check out this amazing new initiative at rockthewoke.com, rockthewoke.com. Which is a topic I think we can devote the next two segments to with our in-studio guest, a man who's lived the American dream, understands that we are at a crisis point right now, chairman and chief executive officer of Teton Capital and chairman of the board at the Atlas Corporation, David Sokol. Welcome in studio.
Oh, glad to be here. Thank you, Sebastian.
So first, a little bit about yourself. We talk about your book that you just handed me, America in Perspective. Thank you kindly. But your story is a very American story, isn't it? From your grandparents right up to now.
Yeah, my grandparents were immigrants from Poland and lived in a lower income rural environment in Nebraska. But my father professed every day the American dream. And all you've got to do is pick what you want to do and work hard and nobody will get in your way. So that's really the premise upon which Adam and I wrote the book, which is to remind people that this is an exceptional country, but we have to maintain its institutions and its checks and balances, or we're going to lose it.
So why are you writing this book now? There's libraries full of America is Great books. Why did you feel the need, along with Adam Brandon, to write this book now?
I think what we've tried to touch in this book is, why is America great? Why is it exceptional? And to go back and, my hobby has been American history and presidential history as a business person. I just found it fascinating. And the founding fathers were very, very clear that they built this nation as governed, we the people, that was intended to be governed by the people. Not by some authoritarian government or a socialist government or a dictatorship. It was we the people. And because of that, major changes that we wanted to make to our Constitution or to our way of life going forward should be made by consensus. 75% of the states have to approve an amendment to the Constitution. And over the last 20 years, we've begun losing the reality that we are a consensus-based country of the people. And I think we're getting very, very close. And, earlier this week, the President of the United States did something that I would never have believed I would see in my lifetime. He stood at a podium in Massachusetts and said, the courts have said I don't have the authority for this. Congress won't do what I'm asking, so I'm going to do it anyway. We're not a dictatorship. We're not an authoritarian government. If he can't reach consensus on climate change and the resolution of that, then it shouldn't happen. Not that climate change won't happen, but the resolution shouldn't happen. And you know, the reason I think he can't reach consensus, or the left can't reach consensus, is there is no plan.
Well, there is no plan, if I can posit it. There's also a denial of reality. So let's play this cut. This is the White House press secretary. I don't know how long she's going to last. Allegedly, she's going to get replaced as well after, what, a month in the position. This is Karine Jean-Pierre, who has a problem with the word recession. Cut four.
What is exactly the White House's definition of a recession?
Again, I'm not going to define it from here. I'm just going to leave it to the NBER, as we have stated, of how they define recession.
They won't declare it one until they have declared it one.
I'm just saying that we're just not going to define it. We use the indicators that the NBER, the National Bureau of Economic Research, have used. We've mentioned that a few times. But going to your question about how sometimes it's late, look, I think what the point that we're trying to make here is that we have a strong labor market, which you don't normally see in a recession. That is very uncommon to see that.
I'm no economist, Mr. Sokol, but I took a couple of courses in grad school, and 2 quarters of negative growth has always been the recession. Do they think that if they whistle past the graveyard, the ghosts won't come and get them?
I think that's exactly right. I mean, obviously, the press secretary is not an economist either, because her description was comical. I mean, for my lifetime, every time we have 2 quarters of negative growth in the GDP, it's a recession. But this administration just doesn't listen. They're tone deaf to the American people and to data. They just want to be able to say, you know, if I don't agree with this, I'm going to make it up. And I mean, the president for 2 solid weeks and his staff kept telling us that we have the lowest inflation in the world. We have the highest growth rate in the world, neither of which, you know, I mean, it defies imagination how the president of the United States, who has more access to data than any human being on the planet, right, can actually make it up.
How long have you been in business?
43 years.
Has it ever been this bad?
No, it turned for me, and this is not meant as an indictment on President Obama, but in 2009, for me, is when I really felt the change. Up until that time, as a businessman growing a business, I always felt I was in partnership with government. Now, we had different things that we had to do, obviously. In government, we had certain obligations. But it was to grow the economy, grow jobs, create opportunities. And start.
They weren't working against you.
No. And starting in 2009, I was testifying before Congress, which I had done a dozen times before. I had a United States congressman threaten me 2 days before not to testify. Do not testify or there'll be hell to pay. And it changed. And that was today, Senator Markey. He was congressman back then.
We're going to talk about his latest work. It is America in Perspective, Defending the American Dream for the Next Generation. David Sokol and Adam Brandon. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is 100% drug-free and is liberating 500,000 Americans right now, including me. But not just me, people like Alicia from California. This is her story. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my 2 bad knees did not get a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be you. That could be you. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Alicia, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
I guess I would really object to this kind of semantic claim. I mean, the two of them just had a very substantive economic discussion that wasn't about semantics. It was about what's going on with key economic variables. You know, the idea that two quarters of negative GDP growth is a technical definition of a recession is wrong.
Yeah, it's not wrong if a Republican were the president. Right. I think Jared Bernstein would have a different opinion because now he works for Joe Biden as an economic advisor. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is a free market enterprise. We don't get $500 million from the taxpayer. If you want to support this show, support those that make it possible. Great Americans, truth tellers like Mike Lindell. He has now been banned at Walmart. Yes, they've banned his products. Why? Because he's a conservative. Support this man and get a good night's rest. The inventor of MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Use my name, G-O-R-K-A, for up to 66% off. You can call them on 800-829-8468 or just go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with David Sokol. He is the chairman of the board of the Atlas Corporation, the co-author of a brand new book, America in Perspective. We've got a couple of minutes left, Mr. Sokol. You said something very interesting in the break with regards to woke corporations. You think there's a reason why they may be going in this political direction?
I think so. Maybe not all, but I mentioned to you that for 25 years of my career, I felt I was in partnership with government. Again, growing the economy, growing jobs, opportunity. You know, the government had its role and we had ours. But in 2009, I was threatened by the United States Congressman, Congressman Markey, not to testify opposed to a cap and trade bill. One of the early manifestations of the zero carbon world. And he threatened me because he said, we've gotten everybody else not to oppose it. And I did testify and I did oppose it. I'm pleased to say it was killed. But he then filed a FERC complaint to have me investigated for price fixing.
Just to intimidate.
Which was absurd. But that was the turning point for me when I realized that with the Obama administration and certainly with the Biden administration, government's not your partner in business. Government's your opponent. And I think that's driving a lot of CEOs, perhaps not all, but to embrace some of these woke, crazy notions to buy peace.
Get a bit of protection.
That's right.
Bit of cover. We've got 30 seconds left. If we have different leadership politically, this can be turned around, correct? If we get, for example, a former businessman in the White House, things will change pretty rapidly.
I think that's right. And we need to get people to realize and pay attention to why these institutions matter, that the filibuster matters, not trying to blow up the Supreme Court. Those are the protections that we have as we the people. And when people want to tell you what to do rather than work with you, they like to get rid of those things.
For good reason, because they want full control forever. The book is America in Perspective, Defending the American Dream for the Next Generation by David Sokol and Adam Brandon. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Next up, we're going to have Lord Conrad Black. Don't forget, I'm going to be on Steve Bannon's War Room later today. And Jim Hansen, former Green Beret and often guest host, will be with us for our one-on-one today. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial.
Forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
The
You can't govern this country if you're not with this legitimate. This is why no head of state in the world treats him with any respect. This is why the Chinese Communist Party treats him with no respect. This is why the Saudis embarrass him and humiliate him while he's over it with the fist bump. You don't do that to a legitimate president of the United States. We have a constitutional crisis in this nation right now, and they're charging me with a crime. Have the guts and the courage, to show up here and say exactly why it's a crime. Benny Thompson is a total, absolute disgrace.
That is my former colleague, my former boss from the White House, standing outside the court reading the riot act to the illegitimate man who bears the title President of the United States, of course, Steve Bannon. He has locked in. He will be with us for a whole hour tomorrow here on America First. I'll be on his show as well this week, so you don't want to miss that episode of The War Room. But we're going to talk to somebody else who's run afoul of the deep state, also a former colleague of mine from the White House. He's a former assistant to President Trump, former director of the White House National Trade Council. Peter Navarro, welcome to the Salem News Channel.
Hey, Zibby. You gotta have a little bit of sense of humor with all of this. Behind me is, besides the former Trump Hotel, this is the Department of Justice here, Zeb. And the funny thing about it is that I took that picture myself from my apartment, like literally across the street. And right over here is like the FBI, right? And so on June 3rd, the FBI decided rather than walk across the street and arrest me, or just better yet, like they should do, call me up for a voluntary surrender, they let me get all the way to Reagan Airport, and I spent the part of the rest of that day in leg irons and solitary confinement. And, you know, this is the two-tiered system of justice we now live in, Seb. But it's good to be with you. And you know, the thing I want to really talk about today is what you were kind enough to talk about yesterday, which is this I call it the stink tank. The America First policy.
I like that. So let's talk. So first things first, if people want to support this man who is being targeted for his conservative beliefs, please go right now and buy Taking Back Trump's America. It is by Peter Navarro. Why We Lost the White House and How We'll Win It Back. That is the easiest way that you can support this man. But yesterday, President Trump, our former boss, spoke at something that is meant to be, quote unquote, his think tank. And you wrote a scathing piece at American Greatness. We love American Greatness. Chris Buskirk, the founder, will be with us next. And I'm just going to read the opening, and I want you to explain why you wrote it. Powerful piece, yeah. And I agree with it. Don't go, boss. That's my strong advice to President Trump as he prepares to deliver a speech in Washington at his alleged think tank, the America First Policy Institute. Yes, it's important for President Trump to have a well-credentialed stable of policy experts capable of both building a 2024 platform and finding solid MAGA talent to populate a new Trump administration. But the AFPI, Trojan horse, whose leadership is now bragging about how it will staff Trump's shadow cabinet, is decidedly not that. Peter, Trump, the Trump think tank you describe as a Trojan horse, that's powerful language. Explain.
Yeah, well, I like stink tank better now, but both of them fit. And I'm glad you showed the Taking Back Trump's America book, Sal. I never thought it would also wind up being my legal defense fund. What it really is a battle cry and blueprint to not just take back the White House in 2024 for Donald Trump, but also take that House of Representatives away from Pelosi so she can quit weaponizing illegally the investigatory powers. And there's a connection between the Taking Back Trump's America book and this article. You and I served in the White House, Seb, and I think we share the deep, deep concern that there were just too many bad personnel in the White House. Yeah. And in the Taking Back Trump's America book, I have this mantra that says, it's kind of like a takeoff on the Reagan thing. It's bad personnel not only equals bad policy, but also bad politics. And it was people like many of whom now occupy the AFPI who helped make that election effectively close enough to steal. And so I've been I've been holding my tongue about this America First Policy Institute, but it keeps getting worse and they keep going off the rails. I mean, and so in the article in American Greatness, and I thank them for publishing that article, I just go chapter and verse behind the agenda that really is there. It's a Trumpism without Trump agenda. What they're trying to do is cherry pick all of the politically attractive aspects of the Trump agenda, take Trump's money to fund their institute, use his good name, and then shove him or gently push him out of the way. And meanwhile, they're fitting the drapes for positions in the new White House. I mean, the head of the AFPI has already crowned herself chief of staff in the new administration. And it's like, I served with Brooke Rollins. She's a nice enough person, but she's two things, friggin' incompetent, and she's not MAGA, okay? And she just, in the months leading up to the 2020 election, after she got appointed to be the Domestic Policy Council director, which is a high position in the White House, she just constantly threw sand in the gears of the president trying to get stuff out there that really would have helped.
So what are these people, Peter? Are these rhinos, or are these people with no ideology who just want money and power using the Trump name?
Yes. No, it's a mixture. Okay, let me just run through some of them.
Yeah,
I think the most dangerous snake is Bobby Jindal, the former governor of Louisiana. He's one of the chairs and one of their centers. He's been pushing a Trump without Trumpism agenda since 2017, Seb, and they let that SOB in there. Then you got Mark Lotter. I left him alone in the article because I thought he kind of got a raw deal when he was in the administration from some of the same people who gave you a raw deal. But boy, he came out after I published that article. He went right after me with a falsehood, number one. And then he goes after Trump on CNN in front of Acosta. And the thing you have to know about Lotter is, like, he's a pure Mike Pence guy. So think about this, Seb. The head of media communications at the think tank that's supposed to be Trump's is a Mike Pence guy. I mean, you can't make that up. Rollins is simply incompetent. She doesn't have in her DNA MAGA. There's another guy I really got a bone to pick with, this guy named Casey Mulligan. You'll never hear him again, probably, besides a name, but he was on the Council of Economic Advisors, and he's just a pure anti-Trump trade policy guy. He hated our tariffs. He hated our trade policy. And these minions, Seb, and you know, these minions with no names behind the scenes have power, and they deter, derail, destroy a presidential agenda. Bad policy,
Peter.
Bad personnel is bad policy.
Peter, we've got...
I go on and on.
No, you can, and we've got 60 seconds left. Most important question. I'm going to repost the article now on Twitter. The book, yeah. Support Peter, It's Taking Back Trump's America. 60 seconds. Is there an organization out there that is MAGA or is America First, or do we have to create one? Because the clock is ticking, Peter.
I told the boss in this article, put Liz Harrington or Johnny McEntee in charge of that. Give them the power to hire and fire and clean that frigger out. I mean, you can use the place, but you got to get rid of all the rhinos, never Trumpers, and those Trumpism without Trump people. It's a bad thing, Seb. This is bad, and the boss needs to do something about it.
I had a bad, bad feeling about it when I saw it. All these people I'd never heard of, all these people who didn't stand up for MAGA. Find out more. We're going to challenge Mark Lotter because he's been on the show a lot. We'll ask him about his comments about you. But in the meantime, taking back Trump's America, how we lost the White House and how we'll win it back. If you enjoy the show, make sure that you are subscribed. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, America First. Never miss an episode. Give us a 5-star review. We'll be back with the man who published that piece, Chris Buskirk. Stay on this channel.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Have you booked your tickets? 300 registered travelers already joining me and Dinesh D'Souza for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land, to Israel, to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. They've dropped all their COVID restrictions. I'm not vaccinated, and I'm going. So you've got no excuse. Reserve your tickets today before we fill the roster. Call 855-565-5519. We're finalizing where we're going today. It's going to be amazing. StandWithIsraelTour.com. 855-565-5519. StandWithIsraelTour.com. We just had Peter Navarro on the show talking about personnel policy at, quote-unquote, the president's MAGA think tank. Just a few days ago, the president was on my buddy Dan Bongino's show where he had this to say. I'm so glad he said this because this is my bugbear. Cut two. Play cut.
Most important thing is personnel, because without the right personnel, and what people don't talk about and don't really understand, but maybe they do, I had great people, but some bad ones. You know, you take recommendations. People that in some cases were rhinos, and rhinos that you didn't know were rhinos, or people that I wouldn't have agreed politically with certain things, but were taking recommendations from people that I knew in Washington and that maybe I respected, but maybe in the end didn't. And you'd put some of those people in and they didn't do the job.
Quote, the most important thing is personnel. Let's talk to the man who had the stones to publish that article. It's from the superb website, American Greatness. Full disclosure, it's been a while. I have to get my laptop out, but I do publish there as well. Chris Buskirk, welcome back to America First.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, first things first, thank you for publishing Navarro's article, which was blistering. I read most of it out on air yesterday. Trump's think tank prepares to betray him. This is about the America First Policy Institute. We just had Peter on literally minutes ago. Two things. Why did you run that piece, and what has the response been since it ran, Chris?
Why do we run the piece? Let me answer that question first. Well, actually, let me answer the second one first. So the response has been voluminous. Let me say that it was. It is the most widely read and shared piece that we've published for quite some time. And I was just telling you in the break, I got a bunch of phone calls, emails, texts yesterday from people about that, and sort of across the spectrum too. And that kind of segues into the why did we run it, and that is. Really for the same reason that we started American Greatness 6 years ago, which is at the time in the summer of 2016, and you know this story, like we were not sure if President Trump would, then candidate Trump would win the election or not. We wanted him to, but obviously couldn't see the future. We felt good about it. But what was really important was the America First agenda that he was articulating in a way that nobody had for a very, very long time. And so when Peter Navarro wrote this piece, wanting to defend that agenda and articulate what he saw as a threat to that agenda, we thought it was important that get out there. Peter Navarro, obviously a supporter of the president and somebody who worked for him, and somebody who looks at the America First agenda as really important to maintaining American prosperity. And so we thought it was important to publish that piece. And if people disagree with it, they're free to. And they're free to say why they think he's wrong. But he has planted a flag there that I think is really important for the future of the America First movement and, you know, what we think is important in politics.
Give us a sense of the nature of the responses, most positive, more negative. What kind of things did they say about Peter's accusations? Which, by the way, let me be clear. I have issues with this organization because it's filled with people who didn't support us in the White House or who said things that were actually undermining the vision of America First. So the idea that this is the president's think tank, it doesn't wash with me, Chris.
Yeah, I guess I would. The people who contacted me, I guess I would put into two different camps. So one is just sort of your lay reader, you know, the person who reads American Greatness on a regular basis, and they reached out. And those people are. It's interesting that the tone and tenor of the responses I got was that of people who are extremely defensive, or maybe I should say protective of the Trump legacy and of an America First future. And so, you know, they don't have any special. knowledge, like inside knowledge of what of personnel matters. But what they were clearly very, very passionate about is wanting to make sure that in whether it be a future Trump administration or any type of Republican administration going forward, that it's not just a return to the status quo ante of 2015 and before, and that there are efforts made to, you know, in a famous phrase, drain the swamp, even on the Republican side, and get really good, smart, accomplished people who agree with the America First agenda and put them into positions of political power in any future administration. And then I guess I would say the other group of people who reached out was people who did have personal experience in the Trump administration, who have a lot of affection for President Trump and have a lot of support for the agenda that he implemented in part and wants to implement in full in the future. And those are people who said, yeah, you know, some of them were sort of war stories. Yeah, I saw X, Y, and Z, and I don't want to see that happen again, and we need to do better on personnel. And that really is everybody, I think, who pays close attention and did pay close attention to the first Trump administration realizes that personnel is unbelievably important. It's the old sort of Reaganite saying, you know, personnel is policy.
Right.
And Trump was such a disruptor that he came in without a big group of loyalists and without a big cadre of people that he could staff the administration with. And I know that there are people who were loyal to him who were working on it in the presidential personnel office in 2020. And would be, you know, great to go in and continue the work they were doing there at the end of the administration and a future administration.
The website is Am Greatness, American Greatness, amgreatness.com. You can follow him at the Chris Buskirk on Twitter. We've got 90 seconds in this segment. We'll hold you over. But we've been discussing this for years, Chris. Are we doing enough to build the bench of the MAGA team?
The short answer is no. But I say that, if we were doing, like, I don't know, I think we're doing actually pretty well, but the answer is basically always going to be no, because we need a bigger, better bench at all times. I guess I think about it this way, and I look at some of the candidates that we have out there right now, J.D. Vance, who's been a frequent guest here, and Blake Masters, who's been a guest, and some of the other ones that are out there. And I think about it this way and say, you know, there's a lot of work yet to be done, but there's a lot of work that already has been done. And they are examples of this, because these are people who would not have gotten as far in politics, maybe would not have even wanted to run for office 5 years ago. And it's a result of the swelling of the America First movement that these guys were very accomplished, very smart in their personal, private, business lives, that they have left those career tracks to go and run for high office for the U.S. Senate. And I think, we're doing pretty well, but we just need to do more. I mean, think about how many positions need to be filled in any administration, and you need a lot of people.
The article is Trump's, quote, think tank prepares to betray him. One of the most popular articles at American Greatness, amgreatness.com, by my former White House colleague, Peter Navarro. We're talking to the man who published it, Chris Buskirk. This is America First. We'll be back after these messages. Do not touch that dial.
If I renounced my beliefs, if I agreed to something, if I stayed at home and just took it easy, the persecution of Donald Trump would stop immediately. It would stop. But that's not what I will do. I can't do that. A much simpler life. Have to save our country.
I have to save our country. That's a patriot, hopefully the future president of the United States, the 47th president. This is America First. If you want to show your pride in that message, that you are America First as well, you can do so by checking out any of the items at our store, sebgorkastore.com. Everything made in America, nothing made in China. They thought it would be an insult like deplorables, but we wear it as a badge of pride. We have ultra MAGA t-shirts with the president. Yes, if you're ultra MAGA, get yours today. We've got the president's shirt we made for when he last came on the show. Don't be woke, because that means you're a loser. And the bestseller, the Trump 2024 three-peat hat. And so much more. The Let's Go Brandon gig. Go to sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. We are back with the founder, the editor-in-chief of none other than American Greatness, Am Greatness. It says on his bio, I still need to find out what that means, that he is an American naturalist. He'll explain that to me later. But Chris, help me out. I want your assistance. I have a lot of Republicans coming to me right now that we need to save the country, but it can't be President Trump. And they can never tell me why, but it's like they say it'll be chaos and it'll be civil war. And I'm thinking, so what's your argument? You want to lose the cultural war and the civil war? You want another politician? What's your argument for why he needs to finish the job he started?
Well, because it's a job he started, and he is the appropriate guy to finish it. And, you know, I hear these same things that you do, Sab, about the, you know, people saying, well, we can't do this again. And and there's a certain segment of people. Let me start over. The most interesting group of people who make the argument you just described isn't the people who dislike President Trump or are opposed to his policies. They're the people who were supporters of his in 2016 and 2020 and do support his policies. Those are the people I find most interesting. And I really do wonder if for some of them, they're just exhausted. And that actually makes me think of President Trump. I mean, this is a guy who's been at the center of this firestorm for the past, I guess, it's 7 years now. At 75 years old, he doesn't show any signs of giving up. And I guess I would say to those people, look at the president. He's been right at the center of this stuff and continues to move forward. He is sort of a force of nature. It's not time to lie down or to roll over, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who the Republican nominee is. If it's somebody who could win, let's say it was somebody like a Ron DeSantis, somebody who could plausibly win a general election, they'll vilify him too. Hang on.
This is massively important. That one sentence is it, Chris. If it's anyone who they think can win, they will try to destroy them through the isolation, triangulation, and destruction tactics of Alinsky. You nailed it. And isn't the reverse true, Chris, that the man they wish to destroy the most, January 6th committee and everything else, is the person who's most likely to defeat them?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, they're not going after Jeb Bush. Why? Because Jeb Bush couldn't win. Yeah. You know, they're not going after, John Kasich. Why? Because John Kasich could not win. They will go after Trump, and they do. They don't like Ron DeSantis. They attack him for everything he does in Florida, because these people are people who can win. They can win the presidency. They can win the governorship and reelection in a major state like that, and they can affect policy change with which they disagree. They're just, you can't compromise with that. You can't, you can't surrender your way into a truce. That's just defeat by another name. And so what I think for people who maybe are, I guess sort of understandably exhausted with some of the, with the attacks on Trump that lead to all this political drama, you just have to understand that's where this country is right now. And the only way forward is through. And so it's win or lose. And you need to get your mind around that and own it and be prepared to win, because, this country is worth fighting for.
Quick question. We're out of time, Chris. He is going to announce. Should he announce before midterms or after? What's your preference?
After.
After. Okay. Last thing I have to do is to thank you for continuing to publish that warrior princess, Julie Kelly. I'm sorry. American Greatness is the only place that has the kind of January 6th coverage that she is writing, especially about those political prisoners. So God bless you, Chris. Follow this man right now at the Chris Buskirk. Also, American Greatness is the website. It's amgreatness.com, amgreatness.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That story should be your story. That story could be your story, but there's only one way, but it's super easy. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.